I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL's unrivaled, the teams you live for, the sports you love. Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery on KSL News Radio.
All right, everybody, welcome on in. It's KSL's unrivaled. Alex Keery, Scott Mitchell, former NFL quarterback to my right, as usual. By that, I mean right at his house. So there you go. You got to stay away, all right? Just stay away.
Off in Neverland.
Doing his own thing. We're all in separate places, and so are our guests who join us on the program as well. They usually are just over the phone. Sometimes they come in the studio, but this is maintaining good social distancing now with Coach Kyle Whittingham of the Utah Utes. Coach, thanks for being with us today, man.
You bet. Appreciate you guys having me on.
Kyle, you have to be going crazy because under normal circumstances, just – hurting, you know, 19, 20, 21-year-old boys, men, whatever you want to describe them as, that's a hard thing. I can't imagine what you're going through right now with the limited conversation, having so many players to replace from spring football. How are you managing all this?
Yeah, it's a huge departure from what's usually going on at this time. There's no doubt about that, and it's frustrating. And you're right. We this year probably needed spring ball worse than, several years. We've got 9 new starters we're looking at on defense to replace, and wow, replacing our starting quarterback. So we had some definite checklist items to get accomplished this spring that unfortunately look like is not going to happen. But we'll see how things transpire. And the NCAA is talking about perhaps, if things calm down, given schools, that missed X amount of spring days, whatever that number may be, the opportunity to catch up, I guess you could say, in June or July and get some practices in at that time, which would be great. But, right now, just hoping for things to get back to normal. That's the hope right now.
People ask us, like, what do you guys do for your jobs right now? I mean, like, there's no sports to talk about. I go, we're a talk show. We already talk about nothing, so it doesn't really matter.
So, no change. Right?
Yeah, so it's just the same,
like, for us. You're just talking about different nothing.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So we just, but it's good for us too, because we've been chatting a lot with coaches and kind of see what their process has been like. What does a work day look like for you then, and with your coaches?
Well, we're all from home. When it first started out, we tried, coming in shifts and keeping the numbers down, and the offense in the morning, defense in the afternoon, and so forth. Now with Governor Herbert's comments over the weekend and stuff, and we've cut way back and just doing everything remotely. We're all at home, and we got that Zoom thing that's pretty nifty, that you can get on your computer and get everyone together and talk about things as a group. And our position coaches are doing a great job of reaching out and maintaining communication with our players, which is the most important thing right now, is that we continue to support the players and continue to emphasize academics and getting the work done. It's all online now, obviously, and so we got to make sure we're on task, or they're on task with that. Our assistants have done a great job of putting together teach tapes and that type of thing to get in the players' hands and get some football in front of them as well.
Yeah, we all we all recognize, we know that the most important thing is making sure we're doing the right things to take care of this, you know, world pandemic and whatever, and we're all on board with that. But it will end, and football will continue. And I'm curious, will you have enough time? Do you have like different plans, different scenarios? Will you have enough time to figure out who's going to be starting for you next year, specifically at the quarterback position, and with just the with maybe not having spring ball and limited, you know, will you have enough time to see who that guy is?
Well, that's a tough question to answer right now, not knowing exactly how things are going to unfold and how much additional time with our players they're going to give us. But we're going to have to. I mean, whatever. You know, ends up being the ground rules and the parameters. We're going to have to deal with that, and it may not be an ideal amount of time for us to get it done, and we may have to, make some decisions without a, you know, as much of a body of work to evaluate as we would like. But that's what we got to do. Whatever hand is dealt to us is what we got to do. Now, yeah, we've been talking generally about different scenarios and how we would structure things, but things are changing so dramatically, you know, day by day, that it's hard to, you can't really sit down and have a hard and fast plan of attack, because you just got to wait and see what the process is going to be, and then go from there.
Coach Kyle Whittingham, Utah Utes head football coach, of course, joining us here on KSL's Unrivaled during the cut here, brought to you by Wasatch Medical Clinic. And Coach, one of the things we've wondered about kind of during all this is, of the sports that you could miss, football is the biggest. That's our sport here in our country. This is the one that we love the most in our, you know, on our show that we talk about the most. It's what our community loves. Have you talked about, I know you've made comments before about the possibility of the football season not being around, but what does that look like, taking a year off of all of the of college football? What would that look like for our country?
Yeah, that seems very bizarre, and I guess the NFL would be in that same boat, I would think. I mean, yeah. You'd think everyone would follow suit, but that would be uncharted territory for certain. And you're right, football is the flagship of just about every university, you know, in the Power Fives. I mean, no disparity or not to be disrespectful to the other sports, but football really generates, the lion's share of the revenue. And I hope it doesn't come to that. I'll just say that. But right now, at this point in time, there's no telling what's going to happen.
Well, football's our national religion. There's no question about that.
Yeah.
What are you? All right, I want to ask you a question.
Yeah.
We have this poll up, so we kind of want to have a, you know, let's loosen this up just a little bit. Is there a professional athlete, and I don't care what sport, whatever it is, that you've had a brush with? And what that you had a good experience with? It
right.
Can't be a former player, but someone maybe you looked up to, or someone who was super famous that you,
even when you were a kid or something.
Yeah, whenever.
Yeah. So a personal one-on-one or interaction with
someone.
Yeah,
sure.
Whatever.
Yeah, Mike Tyson. Tyson.
Did he bite your ear off?
No, you know what? I completely 100%. Gentleman, cordial, gave me, it was at an Under Armour function, how many years ago? Probably 5-6 years ago, back in Baltimore, and he was at the function, and I said hello to him and chatted with him for, 4 or 5 minutes, and he was as gracious as can be, and I was very impressed with how he handled himself, and the person he at least appeared to be, and it was a great experience, and that was something that was impressive to me.
So when people come up, what's kind of your general thing about? Because you're one of these guys, people want to get your autograph. What's your rule?
I try to accommodate everybody. I feel blessed to be in the role I'm in. And the fans and the support that they've given our team, our program, myself, has been incredible. You look at the consecutive sellouts that we've had and just all the support that our community and the fans give us. And so I do everything I possibly can and make any accommodation I possibly can to interact with the fans and give back as much as I can.
Well, that's good to know, because I was afraid of you. I've always wanted your autograph, and I just now I know
step
you get
up,
it.
Step up to the plate.
Yeah. Let's see if you can get Coach's autograph. Coach, one of the things we were also looking at that with all this is, I don't know what it looks like at home for you. How are, like, we talked to Kalani last week, and he's like Googling math equations and stuff to try to help his kids out. And your kid's a little bit older, but how are you guys adjusting at home, like being around everybody all the time?
Well, pretty good. And you know, me and my wife are empty nesters. And we actually got my youngest daughter with us for a short period of time now. She was out of the house and then came back. She's getting married this summer, so she'll be gone again soon. But you know, it's I've been on the bike a lot. You know, I like to road bike. And fortunately, you know, the golf some of the golf courses are still open. And so when I get wrapped up with everything I got to do for that day, I get on the bike or go hit some golf balls, even if it's just at the range, something like that. Just try to get out of the house and break the boredom.
We talked to Kalani last week, and I don't know when we're going to see you start to bust out your dance videos that you've put together with your kids. I don't know if that's is that coming out this week, probably, Coach.
You know what, Kalani's a much better dancer than me. I have no moves, and I'll admit that without any hesitation. You know, everyone's got their strong suit, and dancing is not one of mine.
Coach Kyle Whittingham joining us here on KSL's Unrivaled. We appreciate you taking your time out, Coach, and stay healthy out there. Stay safe with the family and everything.
Appreciate it, guys. Thanks again for having me on.
All right, taking the break here. More to go right here on KSL's Unrivaled on KSL News Radio.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was 3 blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.